G major. 4 o'clock, summer.
Professor John Snyder begins by playing a scale on the piano. The students follow his lead. Professor John Snyder has been teaching music at Pierce College for 38 years. After high school, Snyder became a student at Pierce College, where he learned to read music. He transferred to UCLA, then UCSB Santa Barbara, then went off to Europe, where he received his master's and PhD. A funny twist brought him back to Pierce College.
And I came by to say hello to one of my old professors, and he said, you know, I'm just retiring. Are you interested in working here? And I said, yes. That was in 1977. I think I'm still here.
Snyder always knew from the age of 9, music was his passion. Even he had doubt about making a living as a musician.
But I never took it seriously enough to think that I could do it for a living or any of that, because, you know, who makes a living making music, right? So I went to college and became a philosophy major originally. And somebody said, wait a minute, you're not studying music because you can't make a living as a musician. You think you're going to make a living as a philosopher? And I thought, oh, good point. Okay, I'm going back to music.
For Snyder, the key for successful teaching over 3 decades has been by taking a sensitive approach and communication.
I look at people's faces when I talk to them, when I teach them. Even if it's a whole room, I'm always checking in on faces to make sure that I'm making a connection. And if I'm not, I try to make sure I do change something in what I'm saying, doing, acting, presenting, that I see the lights go on in the eyes.
Stephanie Jones, another one of many students, can't be more thankful for having Snyder as a teacher.
I've had Dr. Snyder for, 3 semesters. Had him last year for music history. I have him now for harmony. And I have got to say, because harmony is like one of the hardest classes, and it's 8 a.m. in the morning, which makes it even tougher, but he actually makes it fun.
Snyder's at the top of his game. He won the award for Best Classical Compendium at the Grammy Awards in Staples Center, downtown Los Angeles, February the 8th, 2015. Not only has he had high points, Snyder also had low points.
I got really ill and couldn't teach for a month. I was basically on my back for a month. I could barely move. Bizarre health thing.
Skip Perkins, head of Pierce College Music Department, acknowledges that Snyder brings experience to the department.
Guitar chops to the music department. He's very knowledgeable about history and about harmony and theory, electronic music. So he brings a lot in a lot of different areas.
Not only does Snyder bring his experience to the department, he makes it a fun environment to work in.
He's really nice. He's really easy to get along with, and he's a team player. And so it's really nice working with him.
Snyder's looking forward to the future changes in the music department.
The department just went through a big change. We're no longer the music department. Do you know about this? We are now part of the performing arts department. So we have joined forces with theater and dance. So now we're much, much bigger, and it's very exciting, which means we're going to start doing stuff together in a very concerted way. Not that we haven't always. You know, we've been putting on shows and musicals and concerts and all sorts of stuff, but that's a new direction for us.
To learn more about Professor Snyder,
at KPFK, from 11 until 1, 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, every Thursday afternoon at 90.7 FM. It's called The Global Village, and also available on our audio archives. So the last 2 weeks, we stream the last 2 weeks' show until it gets replaced by a new show.
While others are looking forward to retirement, Snyder's not thinking about it.
I don't see why I should stop. It's a blast.